Please rise for our opening hymn, hymn number 556. Be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ, our Son, our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin and made us alive together in Christ. By grace you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith. Amen. Please rise. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all, and also with you. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Amen. Our hymn of praise is the handout, and it's All Creatures of Our God and King. We will sing verse 1 through 4. Thank you. be with you.
And also with you.
Let's read together the prayer of the day. Glorious God, your generosity waters the world with goodness, and you cover creation with abundance. Awaken in us a hunger for the food that satisfies both body and spirit. And with this food, fill all the starving world. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. You may be seated.
The first reading is from Isaiah chapter 55, verses 1 through 5. Hear, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come and buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread and your earnings for that which does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. Incline your ear and come to me. Listen so that you may live. I will make with you an everlasting covenant, my steadfast, sure love for David. See, I made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and a commander for the peoples. Now you shall call nations that you do not know, and nations that do not know you shall run to you, because of the Lord your God and the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm is Psalm 145, verses 8 through 9 and 14 through 21, and we will read it responsively. The Lord is gracious and merciful. The Lord is good to all.
And his compassion is over all that he has seen.
The Lord upholds all who are falling.
And raises up all who are bowed down.
The eyes of all look to you.
And you give them their food in due season.
You open your hand. The Lord is just in all his ways.
And kind in all his ways.
The Lord is near to all who call on him. He fulfills the desire of all who fear him. The Lord watches over all who love him.
Let all the wicked be lost.
My mouth will speak the praise of the Lord. The second reading is from Romans chapter 9, verses 1 through 5. I am speaking the truth in Christ. I am not lying. My conscience confirms it by the Holy Spirit. I have great sorrow and unceasing anguish in my heart. For I could wish that I myself were accursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my own brothers and sisters, my own flesh and blood. They are Israelites, and to them belong the adoption, the glory, the giving of the law, the worship, and the promises. To them belong the patriarchs, and from them, according to the flesh, comes the Lord Christ, who is over all. God blessed forever. Amen. The word of the Lord. The gospel today is from the 10th Sunday after Pentecost, is the Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Now when Jesus heard this, he withdrew from there in a boat to a deserted place by himself. When the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them and cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a deserted place, and our hour is now late. Send the crowds away and so that they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves." Jesus said to them, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." They replied, "We have nothing here but 5 loaves and 2 fish. And he said, "Bring them here to me." Then he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to the heavens, to heaven, and blessed, and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples. And the disciples gave them to the crowds. And all ate and were filled. And they took up what was left over of the broken pieces, 12 baskets full. And those who ate were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. The Gospel of the Lord.
We've heard this gospel story since childhood. So what can I say today that is new? Well, nothing, but bear with me anyway. Feeding the 5,000 is the only miracle recounted in all four Gospels. So where did the people come from? Jesus was in Bethsaida, Philip's hometown. As it turns out, large groups of people were headed to Jerusalem for the Passover. Much the same as vacationers like us today, when we see scenic sight ahead, travelers stop to witness Jesus' miracles. Jesus only speaks two sentences in this story. The first is very odd. Jesus says, "You give them something to eat." The disciples had just explained that they couldn't feed this massive crowd, and they were probably thinking, "Didn't you just hear what we said?" Philip knew that the towns along the way were tourist destinations and suggested they might have the necessary accommodations, kind of like gas, food, and lodging signs that we see. So how do 5 loaves and 2 fish feed 5,000 people? The fish were most certainly dried, and the loaves were probably more like tortillas. I'm sorry what the picture is on the front of your... They look like loaves. I think they were probably tortillas. With no fast food stops, we know the children would be asking, "Are we there yet?" In Jesus' day, people did not take trips without food, and Andrew had found a small boy. And so Jesus speaks the second time, "Bring them to me." Jesus had been talking about love and service. He preached the grand adventure of using our gifts to help others. Maybe, just maybe, when people saw the small boy sharing with Jesus and Jesus sharing with the disciples, they decided to share with those next to them. God provides the end. But wait, there's more. Sorry, your sermon doesn't end here today. In 1912, the Titanic was the marvel of her age. As the Titanic was sinking, another ship was being built. The SS Medina was not near as distinctive as the Titanic and made no claim to be unsinkable. It carried cargo and troops during World War II. It was bombed and torpedoed, but never sunk. After the war, it was sold as scrap and rescued twice to become the oldest passenger ship in the world. In 2017, it was finally decommissioned after more than 95 years of service. Don't miss the lesson here. God often chooses the smallest, the weakest, and the unnoticed to demonstrate his power. God used a baby's tears to attract Pharaoh's daughter. He used a teenager to defeat Goliath. To the lame man, Jesus said, "Rise and walk." To the dead man, Jesus said, "Come out." So if Jesus uses a small child to feed a crowd, it obviously means that size, power, and success do not matter to God. God is in the business of taking ordinary things and using them for his glory. Over and over, he puts us in positions we think are helpless and says, "Do something." And when we say, "How?" he replies, "I'm glad you ask." When things in life seem impossible, it's easy to concentrate on what you don't have instead of what you do have. In today's recounting, Andrew trusted. He brought to Jesus what he could find, just a small boy with a lunchbox. Wasn't much, but it was something. So I'll ask, what do you have that Jesus can multiply? And here are 3 lessons from today's story. Lesson number 1. God asks us to do the impossible and then gives us whatever we need to obey his command. What spiritual gifts do you have and are you using them? Of all the different areas of ministry, what catches your attention? Maybe you think the church is cold and uninviting. You could have the gift of hospitality and encouragement. Maybe you think it's disorganized. You could have the gift of administration. What are you drawn to? Lesson number 2. The fact that something is impossible is no excuse for not trying to do it. In every family, there are responsibilities. No one is too young, no one is too old. God's gifts develop as we practice. God's gifts should be employed as well as enjoyed. In his church, everyone has a part to play. If you show the will, he will provide the way. And lesson number 3. When we offer our resources to God, we discover that the impossible isn't. You could be the most gifted person in the world, but if you do not use your ability, then it is no good to anyone. Often others will see your strengths and weaknesses better than we do ourselves. What do others encourage you? Ability is important, but availability is essential. God will match your talent with his plan. God meeting the needs of the moment is best told in the Old Testament story of the prophet Elisha and the widow. A woman's husband dies, leaving her with insurmountable debt. In Israelite law, creditors could take her children as slaves for payment. The terrified widow goes to the prophet Elisha for help. She has nothing of value except a small jug of olive oil. Elisha tells her to borrow as many empty vessels as she can find, and once she's collected the jars, she was to pour her oil into the empty containers until all the vessels were full. Elisha then told her to sell the oil. She paid off the debt with enough left to live on. God had provided the miracle of multiplication, but it was the woman who decided how much oil would flow. In feeding 5,000, Jesus was the multiplier of the food, not the distributor. While Jesus was the supply, he did not actually give anything to the people. His disciples had to do this. The same is true in our ministry today. While Jesus is the giver of life, he has entrusted us with the task of distributing the message. There is no doubt that God has multiplied St. John's gifts. How is it that Daily Bread always has groups asking to help with dinners? How is it that St. John's houses Friends of the Children program for at-risk children? How has St. John's kept our buildings in repair and our finances in the black? How can St. John's administer a preschool, sponsor a scout troop, or host Vacation Bible School and Thursday School? How is it that we are the community center for the Christmas celebrations? Is Jesus saying, "You, St. John's, feed them," or "You, St. John's, bring them to me"? Maybe, just maybe, this is St. John's grand adventure. As we show the will, he will continue to provide the way. There are three stages of work attempted for God: impossible, difficult, done. The truth is, the things that God wants us to do will not happen until we do them. If we do not do our part, it will not get done. When we seem to be stuck in the impossible, cheer up. Impossibility may be the stage one of a mighty miracle God is waiting to perform. What God asks, he supplies. Impossible, difficult, done. Amen.
Our hymn of the day is hymn number 515, "Break Now the Bread of Life."
Thank you.
Please rise for the confession of faith. Join me in the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With bold trust in God's unfailing provision, we pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. For your church in every place, that it satisfies those who hunger for your word. Bless the ministry of readers, translators, Bible study leaders, and writers, that God's word is broken open and shared with all. Merciful God, receive our prayer. For your wondrous creation and all the bounty it provides, that your creatures are fed and nourished, bless the work of farmers, farm workers, those who fish, and all whose labor brings your abundance to our tables. Merciful God, receive our prayer. For your children in every nation, that they learn to love justice and live in harmony. As this week, we remember the atomic bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Keep us mindful of the horrors of war. Draw our hearts instead toward your reign of love, hope, and peace. Merciful God, receive our prayer. For all who cry out with great sorrow and unceasing anguish, that they are comforted. Feed all who struggle with food insecurity. Have mercy on all those who are suffering in body, mind, and spirit. Especially today, we lift up the whole Western United States due to the wildfires. We lift up the city of Twin Falls due to the horrible shootings there yesterday. We ask you to bless our first responders in all of those situations. Merciful God, receive our prayer. For this congregation, that it bears faithful witness to the abundance and joy of life in you, bless all your faithful people gathered here, that they may become blessings for this community. Merciful God, receive our prayer. With thanksgiving for the faithful who now rest in your mercy, that their witness continues to inspire the church. By their example, may we trust your promises in life and in death. Merciful God, receive our prayer. Receive our prayers and answers, O God, as you have promised. All this week, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you all. And also, please join me in the prayer our Father taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. You may be seated. There's no children's sermon, so we'll do the announcements.
Good morning. First off, I'd like to thank Vicki for that wonderful sermon. I really enjoyed it, Vicki. Thank you. Welcome to worship at St. John's Lutheran Church, American Falls, Idaho, this morning. Today in the church year is the 10th Sunday after Pentecost. We especially welcome all of you who are visiting with us in person today, and those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station or the internet broadcast. Happy birthday today to Sadie Porath. Happy birthday this week to Derek Taylor, James Kress, Ben Strand, Josh Gull, Emma Phillips, Deborah Boomer, Teresa Polson, Debbie Erickson, Linda Blaker, and Megan Reed. Alder flowers are given to the glory of God in memory of Martha and Martha Allen and Gertrude Hewlett with love from Sid and Marilyn Allen. We're refreshing our birthday and anniversary list. Please contact Lisa if you would like to be added to the list. Are there any other announcements not in the worship bulletin or connections to the one in it?
Yeah, me.
Okay.
Yeah, me. I was given this yesterday at the city park. It says, dear followers of Christ Jesus, for several years, Lauren and Betty Husey invited the community to their home each summer for an evening of gospel music and fellowship. This event was known as Gospel on the Grass. The talent and refreshments came from the local Protestant churches. We are pleased to announce the return of this event with a change of location. It's now Gospel in the Park, which will be held Sunday, August 16th in the Music Pavilion. Festivities begin at 6 p.m. with a time of fellowship to follow. Offerings for the local food banks will be gathered at this time. If you want to be included as a musician in that day, I'll leave this letter in the office so you can call them to sign up. Otherwise, August 16th.
Offering will be taken at this time.
Please rise. Let us pray. Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us and what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love. Through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. And now may the Lord bless and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. And now our recessional hymn is hymn number 840.
Thank you.
Go in peace, serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.